It's Friday, the 16th of August, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The 44th Southern African Development Community Ordinary Summit is currently underway in Harare, Zimbabwe. The summit oversees the policy direction and functions of the community. President Nangolo Mbumba is expected to speak about the importance of peace and stability in his inaugural address. Namibia will also partake in the Organ Troika Summit on Friday. State House Press Secretary Dr. Alfredo Hengari confirmed that President Mbumba will address concerns about the situation in Eastern DRC during the summit. In his fourth State of the Region address, Erongo Governor Neville Andre Itope acknowledged persistent challenges in the region, including crime and drug-related issues. To tackle these problems and strengthen public safety, the governor announced that the Erongo Regional Police will launch safety and drug search operations.
Crime should not be only a responsibility of the Namibian police in terms of fighting it. We should also come on board as stakeholders in community and businesses to reduce the fight of crime, because these crimes are taking place in our communities, in our towns. The important thing to fight crime is to work together with the police authorities. This region is also a region that attracts quite investors because of the opportunities here. We would want also them to feel that the town and the area is safe for them to invest here. And crime is one of the contributes that will either attract or chase away investment into your town.
To South Africa now, where COSATU has thrown its support behind Police Minister Senzo Mchunu's plea for additional funding to address the critical shortage of detectives. COSATU spokesperson Zanele Sabela.
These alarming statistics expose deficiencies in some security clusters. Calls for the capacitation of the police force have been made repeatedly, but have not been responded to with the due agency. We cannot allow a situation where injustice is served to victims of crime while perpetrators are given a free pass to freedom.
Petong Tan Chinawat has been elected as Thailand's 31st Prime Minister after securing enough votes in Parliament. The 37-year-old becomes Thailand's youngest leader and the fourth member of her family to hold the country's top post.
After securing support from a majority of members of Parliament Friday, Petong Tan Chinawat will be the country's next Prime Minister. It is a family name synonymous with Thai politics, with her father Thaksin Shinawat, who's a former prime minister, still very much looming large over the political landscape. This is just the latest chapter in what has been a tumultuous time in Thai politics, and Shinawat will now have the unenviable task of trying to get a spluttering economy back on track. William Denslow, Hong Kong.
And the United Nations Human Rights Chief has shown concern over the reported 40,000 Palestinians killed in Israel's 10-month assault on Gaza, accusing the military of breaking the rules of war. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, holds Israel responsible for the rising death toll in the territory.
I urge all parties to agree to an immediate ceasefire, to lay down their arms and stop the killing once and for all. The hostages must be released. Palestinians arbitrarily detained must be freed. Israel's illegal occupation must end. And the internationally agreed two-state solution must become a reality.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.